Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, guys, I don't know if you saw this, or if you heard about this, but you know, Jesus said, greater works will you do because I go to the Father. Now, Jesus did some amazing miracles when he walked the face of the earth, and one of them was raising the dead. But I want you to know that right now it's being reported by CBN.
Raising the dead, that's right.
Raising the dead. Tony Yeh Lee, if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, 37-year-old man passed away. The doctors reported that he was 45 minutes already gone. And prayer and declaring a word of faith over this man brought him back from the dead. It is an absolute miracle.
Wow.
It is an absolute miracle. I want you to listen to CBN as they report this miracle. But you understand, this man was dead. The doctors came out.
Straight-lined.
Dead. 45 minutes. Dead. Doctors came out. Everybody told his family, listen, this is not looking good. His son.
Even if they bring you back after 45 minutes, you're looking at brain damage.
This
no
man
oxygen.
Has no damage whatsoever to his body.
Oh, my goodness.
This man has nothing.
I
want you to listen.
I can't wait to see this.
I want you to listen up.
It's going to be available. Can we see it also on the torch?
On the torch.
Oh, my goodness.
When an Ohio man came back to life after being dead for 45 minutes, word of his miraculous recovery made headlines around the world. Tony Yale's story has astounded the medical community and is turning skeptics into believers. CBN's Charlene Israel traveled to Ohio, where Yale is told her his faith is what kept him alive.
37-year-old Tony Yaley is thankful he could attend church with his family.
Feels great. I was you know, always a believer, but I mean, it's a whole new level now.
In the early morning of August 5th, Tony had difficulty breathing and went into cardiac arrest.
It was 4 a.m. The Lord woke me up. There's no other explanation. I don't get up at 4 a.m. Something just woke me up, and I heard his breathing. And as a nurse, I knew it was not correct. I turned on the light, tried to wake him up. He wouldn't wake up. I took his pulse. He didn't have a pulse, so then I just went into my training and did CPR.
Tony was rushed to the ER at this hospital, where he later coded. Doctors worked on him for 45 minutes to save his life. He was later pronounced dead. His family was shocked and heartbroken.
I get just dropped, and like my stomach dropped. I just didn't know how to feel. I just cried.
It was an overwhelming shock. A lot of grief.
While nurses prepared the body for his family's final viewing, Melissa kept believing for the impossible.
My 17-year-old cousin, who is a preacher, laid his hand upon me, and the Lord spoke through him, and he said, he called me his child. He said a whole lot more, which I don't remember, but he also said, if we would just believe that it would be done. And from that moment on, I knew he was going to be all right.
Pastor Paul Santoro and his wife Jennifer were at the hospital with Tony's family. Pastor Paul says he had recently been teaching on the power of prayer. The couple had also begun talking to Tony's 17-year-old son Lawrence about the things of God.
I distinctly remember watching him with his elbows on a desk. And he had his head down and he was praying. And then the word came in and the doctors came in and the place erupted with such grief. I'll never forget the sounds of the wailing, the screaming, the crying. And Lawrence jumped up and he went to the wall and he just hit the wall just really hard. And I saw Lawrence as he was turned to the wall, shaking his head. Then all of a sudden, he straightened up and it was as if he just had the second wind.
Refusing to accept his father's death, Lawrence did something extraordinary.
Something just clicked, and so I just came out and I said, Dad, you're not going to die today.
I spoke against the spirit of death in my prayer, and I asked the Lord to give him life and to call him back. And when I did that, Lawrence runs out into the hallway, and we were actually in agreement. He declared that the doctors must not give up hope on his dad. He said that a couple of times, and then he said that his dad, he spoke toward his dad and pointed toward his dad, and he said his dad would live.
Immediately, Tony's body began to show signs of life. He fully awakened 5 days later, with no signs of heart damage or defects.
I mean, there's so many little things that need to get out there, miracles that happened after that big one that everybody's clinging to, you know? I mean, even down to, you know, me coming out with no broken ribs, not being sore.
Hospital officials have no medical explanation for Tony's miraculous recovery. They agree there was divine intervention.
I truly think, though, that with the power of all that prayer and all the things that were being done for him is the perfect coalescence of God in our lives and the gifts that he gives us that we should be sharing.
News of his resurrection has spread around the world.
I just think that we are created by an amazing God, that there's only one answer, God.
People who doubt are going to say it's just medical. People who believe say that's just proof of what I already know to be true.
Tony says he doesn't remember anything about death, no white light, visions of heaven, and no answers why this happened. But he says his faith is stronger and more real than ever.
God steps in when man can do no more. And they had literally came to the end and said, we can do no more. You know, they pronounced me dead, and that's when he came.
The family also want people to worship God, not the miracle.
Our God is an awesome God.
Charlene Israel, CBN News, Dayton, Ohio.
God steps in when man can do no more.
Wow.
Is that absolutely amazing?
Beautiful, power. Man. The power of God to heal and to raise the dead.
The dead.
What is this uncircumcised Philistine?
Come on now. Come on.
Coming against the armies of God.
Come on. The glory of God. You notice that the passage rebuked the spirit of death. There's one thing when you get a report like that. Are you going to believe, you know, just the natural report? Are you going to contend, you know, for the faith? Contend for God. Contend for the glory of God. And his son refused to accept that his father's going to be dead. What a son.
I didn't know that.
What yeah. a son.
That is so beautiful. Awesome. And it ain't over till God says it's over.
No, it's not.
When he saw somebody had faith, he goes, well, this man's not over.
That's it.
This man, he's so young. I mean, this guy right here, what's he?
37 years
he's
old.
He's 37 years old. He's in shape. I mean, you think, why would that happen like
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
You know?
All things at 4 o'clock in the morning, God wakes his wife up, who's a nurse, and gets him there. And just to think that, you know, they're praying. And his son just comes in and just says, no.
Mm-mm. I'm not going to accept this.
I'm not going to accept this. It just stirs you up to realize, man, I'm not no longer going to accept anything.
Yes.
I'm not going to accept anything.
Yes.
Coming against my body, coming against my family, coming against yes. what the Lord is doing. I'm not
coming
gonna,
against the church.
I'm not going to accept it, but I'm going to declare it by faith.
By faith.
By faith, no, God wins, and God's going to have the last word. You know, allow this story, this testimony, this glory story to stir your faith up to say, you know what? I'm going to stick and stand on God's truth and God's word. This is just the beginning of many, many signs and wonders that you'll continue to hear. I mean, God's doing stuff all over the world all the time.
Well, it makes me think about Jehoshaphat because they positioned themselves in the word of God and they found out a word from God that said that he raises the dead.
Mm.
And so then they just professed the victory like Jehoshaphat did at the beginning, just like you're saying. They just said, this is it.
That's it.
You know, because God had to do it, but God said he'd do it. And when they did it, God, my goodness gracious, this is exciting, man. Mm. This is totally, totally exciting. It's time to begin to get into God's word, believes God's word, and the God of the Bible is the God of today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.